Yolanda Jackson is the mother of Pepe Hall Jackson, a former inmate at Hayes State Prison who was killed early last year. She says her 19-year-old son was stabbed by a fellow inmate at Hayes while exiting a bus headed to another prison. Jackson says her son feared for his life just weeks before he was killed.
We just need some closure. We need some help because he cried out for help several occasions. He cried out. He told us he wasn't going to make it in there.
The Southern Center for Human Rights says Jackson's story is one example of a growing trend in Georgia state prisons. The center says homicides, stabbings, and assaults in the prison system are up in recent years. It says from 2010 to date, 32 prisoners and one officer were killed by other prisoners. Sarah Garrity is a senior attorney at the Legal Center.
These reports are similar in that they describe a situation in which the people who are supposed to be running our state prisons have apparently lost control over them.
Garrity and six families, including Jackson, spoke at a hearing Thursday in front of Democratic State Senators Vincent Fort and Nan Orok. Senator Orok.
This is intolerable. It's intolerable for each of these families that have come today with their particular case. And it can happen again tomorrow for all we know because the situation is not being addressed.
Garrity says the center has asked the Georgia Department of Corrections to hire an outside group to conduct a security evaluation and implement a plan to reduce violence that they say is rampant. She says the Department of Corrections has not responded to those requests, but that a lawsuit against the department over the death of another Hayes inmate, Damian McClain, is pending. Calls to the Department of Corrections were not returned before airtime. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.